today is the 15th of May, and it's the 62nd anniversary since what we call the Palestinian Nakba catastrophe. And this is where 418 Palestinian villages and towns were wiped off the map by the Zionist militias, and Palestinian refugees, 820,000 of them, were forced to flee their houses, villages, and homes. And towns under fire, under attacks, under massacres. And so we are commemorating this. We're trying to correct the picture that people have in their minds, that Palestinians left their homes upon their own will, which isn't the case at all. We have now evidence by even Israeli academics who are anti-Zionists, who have proven that the Zionists have started terrifying and terrorizing Palestinians 8 months before the 1948 war have erupted. We are trying to remember these people, trying to say that it's not justice that the Palestinians can't even visit their homes and houses, while anybody who's Jewish can go and obtain citizenship and take a land and live inside the historical land of Palestine. Obviously, having said that, we are not anti-Jewish at all. We are anti-Zionists, and we have a lot of Jewish people with us here today. But the fact will remain that justice has not been done in Palestine, and that's why we are here, to remember the victims, to remember the refugees who are still in camps, living in places all over the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan, in very terrible circumstances. And as I said, they are denied the right to return. They even denied the right to discuss their issue, because Israel wouldn't even accept the responsibility for displacing and uprooting these people by force. We are sick and tired of the lies that have been passed through history, but we are happy that gradually, slowly but gradually, people are starting to understand.